The Tom Woods Show, episode 506.
Prepare to set fire to the index card of allowable opinion. Your daily dose of liberty education starts here. The Tom Woods Show.
Don't let opportunity pass you by. The internet is handing you opportunities on a silver platter. With Code School, you can learn a skill that's in heavy demand in your spare time, namely web technologies and web development, and learn it enjoyably and cheaply. Get your free account at tomwoods.com/code. Welcome to episode 506. Today we're talking entrepreneurship and all the opportunities that are available for you online in your entrepreneurial journey. All the opportunities that you have to take an idea and bring it to life, or take an existing business and grow it. There are so many ways to do that online, and I want to talk about this subject today with Tom Schwab, who is CEO of a company called Goodbye Crutches. You can visit them at goodbyecrutches.com. It's a product that, as you can tell, is an alternative to crutches, where you have to support your own weight. Well, here's a product that makes it a lot easier for you to get around during a time when you would normally need traditional crutches. But what's interesting about him is not just this product, but how he took his company from just a regional company into a national leader. And he did so in a very clever and interesting entrepreneurial way. But Tom Schwab is also a speaker, he's an author, he's a coach, he's an entrepreneur himself. And he talks about how small business owners, how entrepreneurs can use the power of the internet. And not just generically, he's not just going to give you a lot of fluff, he'll give you specific things you can do to improve your business and to become a more successful entrepreneur. So even if you're not a business owner, even if you're not an entrepreneur, you're still going to be interested in this conversation, because what a tremendous opportunity we have as individuals right now to do what we want, to have the career we want, to be doing the kind of work we enjoy. And it's a wonderful testament to what the market economy makes possible for all of us. So you'll definitely want to tune in. But make sure you stay tuned after my conversation with Tom Schwab, because I'm going to tell you about some freebies. These are new freebies. This is not my free ebooks. You can still get those, but I have a few things I think you're going to be interested in. So please, please, please stay tuned for the very end. Here we go. Tom Schwab, welcome to the show.
I am thrilled to be here, Tom.
There are two aspects of what you do that I want to talk about. One is your own personal business story, because on some level, it seems to make no sense. On the other hand, I want to talk about your advice and your insights into entrepreneurship in general, particularly given the power of the internet. We hear that a lot. Oh, you got the internet and so on and so forth. Everything's possible. But a lot of times people are short on specifics. But there are a lot of specifics. And this is a topic that you and I both find very interesting. I freelance completely at this point. I don't collect a salary from anybody. So whether I'm able to support myself depends on how good I am at this. So I've been forced, as through a trial by fire, to learn my way around and grope my way around until I've figured out how to really make things work. Let's start off with your business. You are CEO of Goodbye Crutches. And I want you to tell me first what that is, and secondly, how it's possible that you could go from being just a regional player to being a national leader in not even 3 years, and you had no marketing department and no sales department. I want to know all that. Tell me that story.
Well, I would first say that, you know, Goodbye Crutches is, we help people that can't bear weight and can't bear crutches. You never want to be one of our customers, because that means that, you know, you've had a foot or ankle injury. And we started as a sideline business. And here in Michigan, and we were selling orthopedic implants to the hospitals for manufacturer. And when the economy turned, you know, the manufacturers wanted to cut out the middlemen, which always makes sense until you look in the mirror and realize, I'm that middleman. So we sold back the distributorship, and we had this sideline business. And what we noticed was that most of the units were rented, and half of them would come back with thank you notes. And we said, we are making a difference here in people's lives. How can we do this better? And how can we use the tools here to expand this out? And we live in an amazing time. There's a whole lot of problems out there. But the tools that we have today, we wouldn't have dreamed of 5 years ago. You can talk directly to your customers and connect with them. And really, that's what we did. We went out there and, you know, started answering people's questions with content. You know, nobody likes to be sold to, but we all like to buy, because when we're buying, we're solving a problem or a need we have. So we used content, which is, you know, really is content is the fuel that drives our online engines right now. And that content can be blogs, infographics, social media posts, podcasts, any of that. And we just started to if people asked questions, we would put a blog post up there. And you know what? We found out that that really worked. That if you helped people, that you built that trust, that authority, that thought leadership. And so with that, you got people to find you, you got visitors, they engaged with you, and ultimately they purchased from you. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk is big in the social media world, and he's got a book out that is called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And I always look at it as serve, 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 ask. And really, the internet allows us to do this with our tools, where it doesn't cost us anything more. It doesn't cost you more to talk to me than it does for tens of thousands of people to listen into us. So that kind of power that we have is just amazing. And we did it 5 years ago with blogs. And today there are so many more ways to get your message out. You know, your customers are out there searching for answers. And the question is, are they going to find you, or are they going to find your competitor?
That's the key question, because a lot of people have a lot of ambitions about what they're going to do on the internet. But if nobody visits you, it doesn't matter how beautiful your website is and how impressive your sales copy is, if no one gets there. Now, you've just given us a good start toward understanding how people drive traffic to their site without any fancy SEO knowledge, without gaming the system in one way or another. And that key way is by delivering content consistently that people appreciate. In fact, I more or less replicate that on this show. I've done over 500 episodes of the show. Everybody can listen to it for free every day. And after a while, people realize, hey, this guy's delivering pretty good value to me every day. And so then when they want to make a purchase on Amazon or something, they know that an easy way to say thank you to me for doing 500 episodes is just to use my Amazon link on my website, and it doesn't cost them anything extra, and that's the way they pay me back. Or they buy one of my products or one of my courses or whatever just to say, I appreciate what you're doing. And so I don't have to be in sales mode all the time, sell, sell, sell. You know, 98% of my show is just me talking to people, and it has nothing to do with selling anything. But yet people want to buy because they've come to like me, they've come to trust me because of the content I've put out, and it sounds like that's what you've done. Now, at the same time, there are all kinds of traffic gurus you can find out there who've got all kinds of tricks to drive traffic to your site, and those are not all bad ideas. Some of them are good ideas, so maybe there's a balance here between you produce a lot of good content, but then you also try to educate yourself about other ways to drive traffic to your site. Do you have any insights on the all-important traffic question?
Yeah, there's two ways you can get traffic. You can buy traffic, or you can earn traffic. So with that, you know, there are different tricks out there, and what I've always warned people is that if you think you are smarter than the Google engineers, and that you can trick the system, you're lying to yourself. You know, we've got a free market system here where, especially like on AdWords, you know, you can get in there and try something, but the one thing you know is with supply and demand, that price, your cost of customer acquisition is going to continue to go up. You know, you may have heard of a trick that somebody used, you know, to grow their business. Chances are that trick is old news. You know, they used it, and now other people, you know, have gotten into it, and it's gotten saturated. So don't look so much on tactics. Look at strategy, from the strategy of how can I serve my customers? And, you know, too often now we look at what's the newest trick that we can do. Well, tricks don't build businesses. You can chase a transaction, and it's never been easier online to sell something, but it's never been harder to make a profit doing it and actually building a business and a brand. You know, some ways I think our grandparents were better set for the future than we are, because too often we're looking at what's the next, you know, Facebook ad that we can try. And they just looked at it as, how can I help people? And that's what we're doing with content here. And the best content strategy I have ever heard is answer the question. You know, if one customer or one client has a question, well, go ahead and answer it for everybody. Because if one person has it, another person probably has it too. And it doesn't cost us anything more to share it with everyone. And what we have found is that through all of the tricks and the SEO gimmicks that people have, using content, we have never been punished by the Google algorithms, and we've always been rewarded for it because it's the natural sharing. You know, if you can create content that people like, they'll share it. You'll get the backlinks. You'll get the first or the higher ranking in Google. So trying to focus on the overall content strategy as opposed to what trick am I going to try this month.
Just in case some people don't know what SEO is, it's search engine optimization. It's a series of practices that are not, by the way, underhanded necessarily. I mean, there are good SEO practices everybody should use regarding headlines and keywords and so on that will make sure that the search engines are going to find your site and that you're going to appear toward the beginning of the search results. Because if you're on page 28, no one's going to find you. Now, of course, your product is not crutches. Your company is called Goodbye Crutches, but people probably find your product by doing searches for the word crutches. So when they do that, no, it seems like there must be so much competition in that field that no matter how much content you produce, if I type in crutches, I'm not necessarily going to get your company right off the bat, or am I?
Not really. I mean, because you don't focus on what the keyword is that you're trying to sell. You know, nobody wants to buy your product. I had a customer tell me one time, we're all selling Preparation H, right? No one wants the product you're selling. They want relief from the problem they have.
Yeah.
So we focus on the struggles they have. You know, a great blog article or content article is, you know, how to make dinner on crutches, how to take care of your kids. We'll have free guides. You know, we've got one that's the Motivated Mom's Manual to doing everything on one foot.
So that is so smart.
And we're not trying to sell, hey, you want to buy our crutch alternative? No, we're saying we can help you. We can help you through this 6-week period of recovering after bunion surgery. And here's some solutions. And that builds the trust, the knowledge, and it educates the people so that when they come to you, they know what they need, they know what they want, they trust you, as opposed to just putting up a picture and a price and saying, buy this now. Because a lot of times people don't know what they want, and you know they know they have a problem, and your job is to help educate them on solutions to the problem and how you can help them.
You know, it took me years to really get that through my head, even though these days every copywriter and ad man will tell you that that's how you write your sales copy, is that you don't say, here's my product and look at all the great things it can do. You start off with, this is the situation I bet you're in, and boy, that's difficult, and I've been there too. And you have a story, and you describe what they're going through, and then they identify with you, they get drawn in, they'll read long ad copy. And for years, I did the wrong thing. I was saying, look at this great stuff I'm offering you. Why wouldn't you take it? Just, it's so hard because you feel like, wouldn't the direct approach be best? But oddly enough, it's not.
Well, if you do that, you're going to compete with people that are buying on a picture and a price and know exactly what they want. And that's a dangerous place to be because, you know, they're buying on Amazon for the cheapest price. You want to differentiate yourself by offering advice and service and really setting yourself apart as an expert and as a helpful person or company, as opposed to just selling on a picture and a price. And, you know, what is it? Facts tell, but stories sell. One of the best things we've ever found is not using ourselves to write the copy. You know, the best content you can ever put out there is ones that comes from users, your customers right now. The stories they tell, they will resonate more with other customers than you as the business owner ever will. So those people that tap into that user-generated content and can tell the stories, they're the ones that are really leveraging the power of the internet.
I want to talk to you about some tools that are available to entrepreneurs that if they're alert, they can get out there and use them. And these tools are often free or very inexpensive. Before I do that, I want to tell you one quick thing. When I was writing the ad copy for a landing page I developed for a homeschool curriculum, if I had done this 2 years ago, my headline would have been something about how great this homeschool curriculum is. Wrong, wrong, wrong. The headline that I'm running is, and this is at ronpaulhomeschool.com, the headline is, "If you're a homeschooling parent, you're probably working too hard." That's a good headline. And then later on, they'll find out about how wonderful my curriculum is. But I can't imagine there's a homeschooling parent in this country who doesn't feel like he or she is running themselves ragged. They all feel that way, and that was my pitch. All right, so when you talk to groups of entrepreneurs or people who are just getting their feet wet on the internet, they don't know where to get started, but they know there's a lot of potential, where do you steer them? What are some tips and strategies?
You know, the first one is to identify who you want to talk to. The world is so big and we're so connected with people that you don't need to talk to the 330 million people in the United States. For your example there, Tom, you know, for homeschool parents, you just want to talk to those people that are homeschooling their children. So identify who they are and then identify where they are. Now, one of the things that we used to do 5 or 6 years ago was, well, I'll start a blog and I'll start blogging to it. And that's still a great tactic. But you know what? There are so many blogs, and the more people I talk to, they're really not reading as many blogs. Over the last year, one of the things that we found that converts better traffic, in fact, it's shown to convert with our customers 25 times better than blogs, is being a podcast guest. You know, just like I'm doing here, because you could go ahead and get on a podcast that focuses on homeschooling. You could talk about the stories, the people you've helped. You could talk about different solutions you have. You could drive them back to your website for free resources. And all of a sudden, you're connecting with your ideal listener. Now, most people would say, would you drive 5 hours to go talk to 100 potential clients, ideal clients? And they're like, oh, yes, I'd do that in a second. Well, take 30 minutes to talk to tens of thousands as a podcast guest, because you can tell the story, you can provide that content, you can give chance for people to know, like, and trust you, then they can come back to your site and engage with you. It's such a powerful medium, and I think we're just at the verge of that. So if I was telling somebody right now where to put their content, I would focus on being a podcast guest.
And not necessarily having your own podcast, by the way, because that's a lot more work than it seems like. People think, oh, I tune into Tom half an hour a day and it's a lot of fun. You know, there's a little bit more to it than that. I'm not saying don't ever do it. It can actually be a tremendous asset for your business. But you're right about the potential as a guest. I've had a lot of success with that because I get the emails from people saying, I heard you on such and such show and I came by and visited you and now I'm a lifelong listener and so on. Now, the question then would be, how do I become a guest? Do I have to go around and track down among the thousands of podcasts ones that would fit my niche? And even if I wanted to, where would I find them?
Sure. First, put yourself in the position of your ideal listener. If you already have customers, just ask them, you know, what kind of podcast do you listen to? If not, get that vision of who they are and then start looking for podcasts that they might listen to. And the thing is you don't, right now there's 186,000 podcasts out there. You don't need to be on every one. You just need to be on the ones that your listeners or your ideal customers are listening to. So find three of those, reach out to the hosts, explain to them why you can provide content to them. You know, they're looking for engaging guests. They need that. So you're doing them a benefit as well as helping yourself. So reach out to them. And, you know, to your point, doing your own podcast is tough. Anybody that tells you that it's easy either has never done it or never done it well. It's almost like a swimming pool. You could build your own or get invited onto other people's. And once you get onto a podcast, it's not just having that appearance, but you want to make sure that you give a helpful message, give them ways to connect with you, let them take the next step with you. So it's part of an entire process, not just a one-time appearance.
Tom, let's pause for just a minute for this message. I was in Dallas last weekend for the Mises Circle in Dallas, and somebody came up to me and said, I'm so glad you're promoting web technologies as a career choice on your show, and that I'm promoting Code School through tomwoods.com/code. He said, this is a career path where you can be very happy, you can do very well financially, and there's always demand. He said, I always have trouble finding qualified people. So you don't have to worry, you're going to be out in the cold. So it's definitely worth checking out tomwoods.com/code. You can learn web development in a way that is not boring. You can feel like you're playing a game instead of sitting in a class. And you can learn it systematically, and you can learn it at your own pace, and you can learn it cheaply. This is what the internet is all about, teaching you marketable skills easily, cheaply, from the comfort of your own home. Get your free account through tomwoods.com/code. When you deal with issues like this, talking to entrepreneurs and explaining all the things that are available to them, are you doing this on a coaching basis? Is this a side business for you, or is this just an unremunerated passion?
It started out as a passion, and it's turned into a business. I still own Goodbye Crutches, but I've taken more of an ownership role in there than a management role. And I started to work with different entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, small businesses to help them get their word out. And as my time was more limited, I started to do this more through courses, through speeches, a book that's coming out on how to turn listeners into leads, and really trying to leverage it. Because it's amazing, the tools that we have out there right now, we wouldn't have dreamed of 5 years ago. So that you can do this system, and you can learn it on an online webinar that we have back at tmschwab.com. You can take the online course, or you can try figuring it out on yourself. But really, it's just a matter of how fast you want the results with that.
How about YouTube? What should business leaders, or let's say a small business person, what should that person be doing in connection with YouTube? Is it important for them to have a channel? Do they themselves have to be on camera? A lot of people are scared of that. What do you recommend on that?
I always answer that with, I have an opinion, and the business owner has an opinion. There's only one person that's the expert. It's called the customer, and they vote with their dollars and their time. So ask the experts. So my daughter one time came to me and she said, Dad, you need to be on Instagram. And I said, well, why? And she said, because everybody's on Instagram. And I said, well, who is everybody? And she said, me and all my junior high friends. Well, that's not where my customers are. So find out where your customers are and then look at the data that they're telling you. They're always telling you what they loathe and what they love. So if you go on to YouTube and put some videos on there, and you don't see that you have much engagement, well, your customers probably aren't there. The flip side is if you go on to a podcast and you get all kinds of engagement, well, your customers are telling you, we loved that.
Right.
And even on your website, look at what pages they resonate with, what things that you talk about they resonate. They're telling you, I love this, I loathe this. And so with that, just be smart enough to listen to the experts, double down on what they like, and stop doing what they don't.
Well, you know, when I asked you about the coaching, and now you say that you're offering courses and so on, what I was trying to tease out of you was to find out if you're offering digital products these days, because it seems to me that's where you really want to be if you're on the internet. I mean, everybody wants to be on the internet, but I sure wouldn't want to be in retail these days. It seems like profit margins are razor thin and it's super competitive, but with digital products, a lot of times digital product sales are based on the trust that the audience has in the content producer. And at this point, if I haven't built up the trust of my audience, you know, after all these years, it's never going to happen. And so I can sell digital products, and digital products, I don't have to have an inventory, because every time I create a new one, here's a new copy of my course, it just comes out of thin air. I have no inventory. I have no overhead. It's the marginal cost of creating a new one is basically zero. Now, it's tough to crack into a field like this to get to a point where you can sell products like that. But if you can, then I think you've really hit the jackpot.
And I would disagree or argue that it's tough to do that.
Oh.
I think it's tough to hit a home run your first time at bat, but I think you should be focusing on hitting singles. So let me tell you exactly how we put this product together, this course. We had people that were asking us, hey, could you help me do this? And I just looked and said, I don't have enough time to bring on other clients, but here, let me help you. And so I took everything that we were doing with our current clients, all the worksheets, the forms, put it together and shared it with them. And they came back, and I always ask two questions. You know, what questions do you still have and what resources do you need? So every couple of weeks, I would go ahead and take their feedback and move that back into the course. So I would answer their question, but then I would add it to the course. So that in a matter of about 6 weeks, it went from version 1.0 to version 6.0. And each time, the course got better and better. So for example, we've got a list in the course right now. Well, it's got all the checklists, the downloads, the emails, the templates that we use. We started out with a list of 100 different podcasts that are looking for guests, just like you. And as that grew, it's over 400 right now. And that was really just from getting the information, the questions, the resources from current people that were taking the course. You know, they will tell you what you need to do to improve the course. So start out with version 1.0, and at the end of every section, just keep asking, what questions do you have? What more resources? And with that, this course has grown to be 7 videos, 2 hours of training, and every question, every worksheet that you could need, and stepped through in a very logical step. The biggest feedback we've gotten is we always told people that you could get results with this strategy in 90 days. And when they came back, and most of them have said, and now you can get it in 30 days using that. So one of those where we try to under-promise and over-deliver.
So your course is talking about how people can take advantage of internet resources, particularly podcasts, as guests, as a way of building more leads for their business. You've done this through a webinar/online course. Do you also teach people how to do an online course like that? And if not, what would you recommend?
I have not taught that, but that could be maybe be the next product that we do. What I advise people is going back to something I learned in college. I was an engineer growing in college, and I'll never forget the paper that I had that had the letters ATFQ written on it. And it was answer the freaking question. And if you just do that, if you've got people that are asking you a question, Tom, how do I do this? Well, answer it and start building the course around that. And do a minimally viable product at the very beginning. It can just be self-shot videos. It can be some resources that you already have. Put that together as a beta test and tell the people that's what it is and charge accordingly. I've got one client that I'm working with that wanted to have this great Excel course out in February, and he was going to work 6 months on it and charge $500. And I said, how do you know somebody will buy that? Let the market decide. So start out with a product that you would be happy to sell for $10. Ask for their feedback. And then 2 weeks later, go ahead, add that feedback to it. Make the product better and now charge $25 for it. Get the feedback and keep getting a better and better product on there. Don't think that you're going to hit a home run the first time at bat.
Well, that's excellent advice. Now, I'm going to do a do as I say, not as I do thing. Eventually, I will do this. I've just been too busy to try it. But you can also get your feet wet by giving something away for free. And if you say, well, I don't have time for that, well, I don't have time really in some ways to do 500 episodes, but I find the time. You'll find it somewhere. Do a little mini course, just you know, a few lessons, and offer it for free and see how many leads you get from that, how many people opt in to get that from you. And then once you assess that, okay, if this many people are willing to do it for nothing, then a smaller percentage would do it for $7, let's say. So the idea would be over the next few weeks, you gently email those people and you say, I hope you're enjoying my free course and I'm glad to answer any questions. And then, you know, again, you're offering them tips. You're not selling them anything, offering them some tips for a couple of weeks. Then in the third week, you say, all right, now listen, if you want to really, really master it, I've got this much bigger course. and it's only $7 or some outrageously low amount, where you might even, given the amount of time you put into it, you might even wind up losing a little money to some degree. But what you've done is very important psychologically. You've converted this person from a freebie into a paying customer. And so psychologically now there's a difference in your relationship. And then you can pitch to that person, well, here is the super deluxe model. You know, a few weeks down the road, I mean, this is the one, if you really want to be successful, this is the one to take. And eventually, I mean, this is the concept of the sales funnel. You throw customers in at the top, and then at the bottom, sales start coming out. I mean, you get a lot of people who want the free thing, fewer people who want the lower price thing, fewer people who want the big thing. But that's how you do it. You don't immediately say, everybody, I have this $500 course. It doesn't work that way.
And I hate the word the sales funnel, because I think that implies...
Oh, do you? I like that term. All right. But I'm very happy to be corrected. What's your thought on it?
I hate that because it implies that I'm going to take all these people and I'm going to push them down this funnel to get something out of it.
I know. As I was saying it just now, I felt slightly guilty thinking of human beings being stuffed into a funnel.
I would call it the buyer's funnel, which is a slight different thing. And I would say that... when those people start coming in there, they might not trust you enough to buy a $500 product. They might not trust you to buy anything, but they may trust you enough to give you their email for a free download.
Right.
Okay, now that's still a transaction. Mm-hmm. So now they get the value and start to trust you more and see what you have provided there. And they're like, okay, well, with that, I'll buy a $7 product from you. So they trust a little bit more. And you're helping them along solve their problem. Now, maybe that $7 course, they need more help with that. And they'll say, you know, I would really like to join that coaching group or that mastermind group that you're doing. And so they take it down to the next step. And certain people will say, you know, I've gotten so much value from this that I want to do one-on-one coaching. And they'll bring along there. So they're moving along and you're helping them move from stage to stage, but it's always their decision. You're just making that opportunity available. You're not trying to push them through, because there's one thing I've learned is nobody likes to be sold, but we all love to buy things that will help us solve our problem.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true of me and basically of everybody else. Well, I think you and I could have a great conversation pretty much forever on all these things, because it sounds like you're like me, that you didn't start off in this area, but once you discovered it, just the possibilities are so thrilling and exciting. You're dying to tell people about it all. So let's drive people to your site once again. Tell them what it is.
Sure. If you go to tmschwab.com and just go / Tom Woods, and I'll make a special page there that talks about the things that we've had here today. There's a free webinar that you can access right there that talks about how to take people from listeners to leads. There's the infographic. Basically, it'll explain what I'm doing here. And when we first started talking, you know, the libertarian bent on this is that these are all tools that you can use. You don't have to ask permission from anybody to do this. The ones that are going to take action on this and really start serving the customers are the ones that are going to win on this. So if you've got a business, if you've got a passion, if you've got something that can help people, make sure you get out there and start talking to them so they at least know that you exist and start that conversation. Because really, that's all marketing is starting the conversation with somebody that you can help.
And I'll say one thing to wrap up. I think some people get hooked on buying self-help courses, and they go to a lot of webinars, and that's very important. You need to know what to do, but then they don't do the other half, which is to then do something. They think, if I just absorb a lot of instruction, somehow I'll snap my fingers and magically everything will be okay. You have to take action based on what somebody like Tom Schwab is going to teach you. Otherwise, forget it. And there are a lot of people, I think, who have a paralysis when it comes to actually taking the ideas and then doing something. I mean, for instance, even just starting this podcast, I knew it would be a good idea to do it, but boy, it took me a long time to pull the trigger on it. Or I've put out free ebooks and so on. I mean, no one's telling me to do that, but I finally thought, well, this will help me in different ways, so I'm just going to do it. But there is this... so many things holding you back, a self-doubt or laziness or routine. And that's what you've really got to break free from. Any parting? I don't want to. I'm going to leave you with the last word, and then we'll wrap.
Tom, we could talk about this for a long time. The Latin inscription on my ring from the Naval Academy is "Knowledge is sea power," and I always hated that because knowledge is not power. Knowledge is the potential for power. So you can learn, but you have to apply it. And that's really the difference that between people that make a go of this and don't. And as far as fear, being on your first podcast is scary. And I can guarantee you, the first podcast you do, the first blog you write, the first webinar you do will be the worst one you ever do. But you will only learn from that and get better. And so take action, you know, if there's any way I can help, I'm more than happy to help your listeners. They can follow all my information at tmschwab.com or on Twitter at tmschwab.
Okay, I'm going to link to all this on the show notes page also, so people have multiple ways to reach you, tomwoods.com/506. I'll link to everything you just said, including your Twitter. All that will be there. Incidentally, I'll tell you, next week I am actually co-hosting my first webinar, and I'm glad to know, Tom Schwab, it's going to be the worst one I ever do.
Just not the last one.
Indeed, that's right. That's right. Thanks so much for your time today, Tom. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, everybody, make sure and visit Tom at tmschwab.com. He has a special page, tmschwab.com/Tom Woods. You can also check it out on the show notes page. I'll have the stuff that we were talking about today, tomwoods.com/506. All right, here's what I want to tell you about, a few things. First of all, Contra Krugman is live. The Contra Krugman podcast that I've been promising, it went live, maybe 5 days ago, something like that. So if you're on my newsletter list, of course, you knew before anybody. So, of course, sign up for that at tomwoods.com. Click where it says notify me, and you'll know stuff like this before anybody else. So please head over to ContraKrugman.com. We already have 3 episodes waiting for you there. We got as high as number 3 on iTunes in news and politics. So please spread the word. Let's get the audience up there as quickly as possible, because I know people want to listen to this show. When I was speaking at Young Americans for Liberty's National Convention this year, I got a standing ovation in the middle of my speech when I mentioned the idea for Contra Krugman. People want this podcast, but they need to know that it exists now. So anything you can do to get the word out, I would appreciate. Certainly, when you go to ContraKrugman.com, please do subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher. That helps us out tremendously. Bob and I are very, very glad to do this show for free as a service. But of course, we want to reach as many people as possible. So do please check that out. I think you're going to enjoy it. Secondly, I am co-hosting a webinar next week. It's October 13th, 2015, and it's on how to build an email list. Because if you're going to be in online business and an entrepreneur, you are going to have an email list. You're going to have a list of people who are interested in what you're doing, whom you can reach regularly. And you may say, yeah, but I never open those emails myself. Why would people open my emails? Well, write good emails is one answer. But the other thing to bear in mind is that even if, let's say, only a quarter of the people on your list open up what you have to say, these are people who took the time to sign up for your list. These aren't just random people. So that quarter is still very valuable to you. How do you build up that list? It's not enough anymore to say, sign up for my newsletter. Nobody wants to do that. Their inboxes are full of newsletters. They don't want that. How do you get people to sign up so that you can write to them, so that they don't just visit you and you never see them again, or they buy one product from you and you never see them again? You want that email list. If you want to be successful online, you got to have that email list. Or if you've got a successful business, but you want to make it more successful, you need a bigger email list. And I've been doing this for years, and on this webinar, it's absolutely free. I'll have a link to it at tomwoods.com/506, the show notes page today, where you can check out the details. It's going to be Tuesday, October 13th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And I'm going to share with you what's worked for me, what's been successful for me. And my friend Tim Page, who actually does the intro and the outro for the Tom Woods Show, who is also an expert on this, is going to join me, and we're going to share industry best practices. We're going to share what works for me. And these are strategies you can put into effect as soon as the webinar is over. You don't have to buy anything to put these strategies into effect. You can use them right away. It's absolutely free. Do please join me, though. I mean, this is to kind of test the water. See, are people interested in learning what I have to teach in terms of how you can become successful online? This is a critical ingredient. So please check out this webinar. Make sure you can get registered for it over at tomwoods.com/506. I think you are really going to benefit from it. Let's see. I was mentioning in the show today, by the way, about people using the Amazon link at tomwoods.com/Amazon. If you go to tomwoods.com/Amazon, it redirects to Amazon, but it knows that I sent you. And at no extra cost, you can help me pay the bills here. Well, there are a lot of bills from Contra Krugman to have a really good website and to get a podcast graphic and get the thing launched and get an intro recorded and do all kinds of things, get the site coded and troubleshot and all this other stuff. There's a lot that goes into that. So if you felt like shopping at Amazon while keeping the Tom Woods Show in mind, I would sure appreciate that. TomWoods.com/Amazon. It's always welcome, and it doesn't cost you a single cent. Let's see. What am I talking about tomorrow? Oh, now, tomorrow you are definitely not going to want to miss, because tomorrow I'm going to be talking about a subject I've never broached before, and that is the whole anarcho-capitalist and anarcho-socialist thing. There are socialists who say that they are anarchists, but they also don't believe in private property, and they think that's the correct anarchism. If you believe in private property, you can't be a real anarchist. Oh, yeah? So we're going to talk about that. How can we justify property? Isn't property just more hierarchy in society? Isn't that a bad thing? So I'm going to talk about that tomorrow, and I think you're going to like it. So tune in. See you then.
Become a smarter libertarian in just 30 minutes a day. Visit TomWoods.com to subscribe to the show for free, and we'll see you next time.